influence of that appearance of true existence or true establishment, but instead that appearance of true existence or inherent existence itself causes one to ascertain even more the emptiness of that inherent existence. Just as I would say, in deep meditative equipoise, due to the melting of the essential constituents, one has a strong bliss consciousness that realizes emptiness. Then, after meditative equipoise, in the state subsequent to meditative equipoise, when one sees objects, just as was previously explained, one realizes them as empty of inherent existence. So, because of the association of bliss with the realization of the emptiness of inherent existence at the time of meditative equipoise, because of that association, just as one sees these objects as the sport of emptiness, so one sees them as the sport of a bliss consciousness. So in this process of control of the senses, one doesn't need to purposely withdraw them. One can let oneself meet with objects, but due to this mode of perceiving and understanding objects, it causes... It causes one not to come under the influence of bad conceptions. That is the main purpose and meaning of this initiation. You have understood it, right? This is called the Vajra conduct initiation, because objects are unable to affect one, objects are unable to pollute one, objects are unable to interrupt one. Rather than coming under the influence of these objects, rather one is... One has control over them. Preferred initiation in this way, the sense powers and objects in one's continuum become the male and female bodhisattvas. Light rays from them drawing the male and female bodhisattvas of the mandala in the manner of a double splitting off from them. The male and female bodhisattvas dissolve into the sense powers and objects in one's own continuum, clarified as the male and female bodhisattvas. Also, all the initiation deities are summoned and dissolve into the sense powers and objects of one's own continuum, clarified as the male and female bodhisattvas. offering of perfume and so forth is made. This, then listen to the purification that's brought about through this initiation. This initiation corresponds to a child's enjoying the five desirous attributes, or five desirous objects. It cleanses defilements of the sense powers and objects. It authorizes one to achieve the feats of the male and female bodhisattvas, and empowers one to enjoy the five desired attributes by way of knowing their nature. It makes one into having the capacity to achieve the vajra faculties and to attain the fifth ground as its fruit.
大家呢，主播明给王，明王，那十月转都门斋堂，那这是我算的下应的。
Then mandala is offered to the lama undifferentiable from the vajra mind of kala chakra as a present for the sixth initiation, the name initiation, which purifies the action faculties as well as their activities. Mandala is offered and supplication is made.
Omahaha Yaya Rara Wawa Lala Sao Kotaranza Sabaria Midikaruna Mudita Ubakya Sama Samata Sobawa Mazabong That's it again. Namami Dada to Hong Hong Pei Omahaha Yaya Rara Wawa Lala Sao Kotaranza Sabaraya Midikaruna Mudita Kubakya Sawa Samada Subawam Bazabugam Namami Dada to Hong Hong Pei Omahaha Yaya Rara Wawa Lala Sao Kotaranza Sabaraya Midikaruna Mudita Ubakya Sawa Samada Subawam Bazabugam Namami Dadando Hong Hong Pai Dadine Da Wong Bu Chawa de Cheba Didi Yang Salakia Che Raba Dadi Di Dirisha Jumo Dado Sin Jumo Dado Ji Tapsi Chawa Yin
There is an association of method and wisdom here in terms of the elements that oppose each other.
Lomanaman, Jamaga, Lala
From within emptiness, one's faculty, which is the organ of urination and the activity of emitting the regenerative fluid, and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as ha and ha, which transform into vajras, from which are generated Ushnisha Chakravarti and Raudrakshi, with three faces, green, red, and white, and six hands, holding in the three right ones a vajra curved knife and axe, and in the left hands a vajra bell, skull, and head of Brahma. Respectively, they are embraced by Ati Nila and Sumbaraja. One's mouth faculty and the activity of discharging feces and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as ya and ya, which transform into swords, from which is generated black Vignanta Kurt and Atibala, with three faces, black, red, and white, and six hands, holding in the right ones a sword, curved knife, and trident, and in the three left hands a shield, skull, and white Katwanga. Respectively, they're embraced by Stambaki and Yamantaka. One's arm faculty and the activity of going, and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as Ra and Ra, which transform into jewels, from which are generated red Pradnyantaka and Jambaki, with three faces, red, white, and black, and six hands, holding the three right ones, a triple arrow, vajra hook, and resounding Damaru drum, and in the left hands a bow, vajra noose, and nine-faceted jewel, respectively. They're embraced by white Manaki and Padmantaka. One's leg faculty and the activity of taking, and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as va and ba, which transform into lotuses, from which are generated white Padmantaka and Manaki, with three faces, white, black, and red, and six hands, holding in the three right ones a mallet, spear, and trident, and in the three left hands a white lotus with 100 petals, a mirror, and a rosary, respectively. They're embraced by red Jambaki and Pradyantaka. One's faculty, which is the organ of excreting feces and the activity of speaking, and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as la and la, which transform into wheels, from which are generated yellow Yamantaka and Stambaki, with three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six hands, holding in the three right ones a wheel, staff, and frightful vajra, and in the three left hands a conch, vajra, chain, and resounding bell. Respectively, they're embraced by black Atibala and Vignantaka. One's supreme faculty in the activity of emitting urine, and the bracelet, which is the initiation substance, appear as hung and ha, which transform into vajras, from which is generated blue Sumbaraja and Ati Nila, with three faces, blue, red, and white, and six hands, holding in the right a vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in the left a vajra bell, skull, and head of Brahma. Respectively, they're embraced by green Raudrakshi and Ushnisha Chakravarti. At their foreheads is Om, at the neck Ah, at the heart Hung, and at the navel Ho. Light emitted from the Hung at the heart draws in the wisdom beings like the meditated ones. They become of one taste with their respective pledge beings. The mothers confer initiation on the deities of the initiation substances. Respectively, they are seal impressed by Vajra Sattva, Moga Siddhi, Ratnasambhava, Amitabha, Vairochana, and Akshobhya. Offering of perfume and so forth is made. The male and female deities become absorbed. Upon being melted by the fire of great desire, they become the bracelets that are the initiation substances.
Get
Light rays from the heart of the Lama who is not different from the principal deity, drawing the initiation deities, male and female conquerors, sons and daughters, filling the expanse of space. Offering of perfume and so forth is made. Just as Vajradhara bestowed initiation, the source of good qualities on the Buddhas for the sake of protecting migrating beings, so please also bestow such here. The conquerors in space, males and females, make the intention to confer initiation. The bodhisattvas make expressions of auspiciousness. Rupa Vajra and so forth make offering and a rain of flowers and so forth descend. Male and female wrathful ones expel obstructors. The male and female wrathful deities in the mandala that has been achieved, holding the bracelets, confer initiation.
哦,王子徒步松地,那你看到那里啊,金,那点啊,那两个里啊,都是现在,但是这边那个了,嗯,告诉我们,嗯,两万朝的这把地的话,他来说的话,亲近了地,那你没得过一些,前面的就来接受你吧,起来。As
I make the gesture, imagine that the male and female wrathful deities in the mandala touch you in the five places with the bracelets and that they are put on and that through this sense powers and their objects are made serviceable, and that a non-conceptual wisdom consciousness is generated, that this becomes a bliss consciousness, which in turn realizes emptiness, and thus you generate in your continuum the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable emptiness and bliss.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that?
The reason why this is called a name initiation is that a name such as a teacher or engineer is designated in dependence upon a certain activity.
At
this point, I designate a name to you. I do this standing up, holding up my robe, corner of the robe, in the manner of Shakyamuni Buddha, and I'm giving you the name that was determined yesterday at the time of determining your lineage, saying that you will become a Buddha, having the exalted mind and body of a Buddha with such and such a name.
Shagujitsu singing now to chess, Kana, then Jigmigu between my.
The
fearless
the Dharma robe is held in this way, in the sort of lion way, in order to indicate fearlessness.
I'm going to give
the name of those whose flower fell in the middle
center.
In the center. And most of the people for most of the people the flower fell in the eastern quarter.
Just as
I say the name, imagine that a non-conceptual consciousness is generated in your continuum, that this consciousness becomes a bliss consciousness, which in turn ascertains emptiness, and thus you generate in your continuum an exalted wisdom consciousness, which is an undifferentiability of bliss and emptiness. Then the next is for those whose flower fell in the southern quarter. Then in the northern quarter. Then the west. I prophesy that you at this time will go thus as a Vajrasattva to be relieved from the bad migrations of cyclic existence and to thoroughly pacify cyclic existence. Through being conferred initiation and prophesied, one's action faculties as well as the activities become the male and female wrathful deities. Light rays from them draw in the male and female wrathful deities of the mandala in the manner of a double separating off from them. The male and female wrathful deities dissolve into one's action faculties as well as their activities clarified as the male and female wrathful deities. Also, all the initiation deities are summoned and dissolve into one's action faculties and their activities clarified as the male and female wrathful deities.
Gandam bum de bum de bum ajade nu de la ze ha ze wa. Nere de gere de ga me bon zong goro goro so ha. Teni shiba la ming da wa da che tun. Lian wa cha wa da je be tima tu. Cho chun me ngu du zhu ba la wang. Cai me ba xi du xin zhuan ba dan zhe bu sa chu bu ta bian nu ba jian du che zu.
Offering is made of perfume and so forth, then listen to the purification brought about by the initiation. This initiation corresponds to naming a child. It cleanses defilements of the action faculties and their activities. It authorizes one to achieve the feats of the male and female wrathful deities. It makes one into having the capacity to overcome the four demons through the four immeasurables and to attain the sixth ground as its fruit. Just as the action faculties and their activities are established in the womb, these two initiations in the area of the eastern face of exalted mind cleanse defilements of the minds that cause the senses to engage objects and the action faculties to engage in activities. They set potencies in one's continuum for exalted Vajra mind and authorize one to achieve the feats of exalted Vajra mind. The seventh is the permission initiation as well as its appendages. Again, circling to the right, the student is led to the western door. Facing the exalted bliss face of Kala Chakra, the student sits on the initiation seat. Mandala is offered to the Lama, undifferentiable from the Vajra bliss of Kala Chakra, as a present for giving the permission in initiation cleansing bliss. Mandala is offered and a supplication is made. The internal initiation is now given, and the student generates himself or herself as exalted bliss Vajra. Rays of light from the Hung at the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, draw one in. One enters his mouth, passes through the center of his body, and through the Vajra path enters the female's lotus and melts into a drop which turns into emptiness. From within emptiness comes Ho, which transforms into a wheel, from which is generated a yellow Vajra bliss deity with three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six hands holding in three right ones a wheel, staff, and frightful Vajra, and in the left a conch Vajra chain and resounding bell. He is embraced by Dara. Rays of light from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, drawing the wisdom beings like the meditated ones. They become of one taste. Light rays from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, draw in all the conquerors of the ten directions, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. offering of perfume and so forth is made. Just as Vajradhara bestowed initiations, the source of good qualities, on the Buddhas for the sake of protecting migrating beings, so please also bestow such here. Through making supplication in that way, all the conquerors, fathers, mothers, and so forth become absorbed, are melted by the fire of great desire, and enter by way of the crown protrusion of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity. Emerging from the Vajra pathway, the mind of enlightenment confers initiation on oneself, made into a Vajra bliss deity. One emerges from the female's lotus and sits on the initiation seat.
From
among the 36 aggregates and constituents, 31 have already been used. Now we'll come to the aggregate of bliss and the consciousness constituent. Of the ordinary state. This sort of bliss of the ordinary state refers to. Refers to the generation of a blissful non-conceptuality. Here the external substances are the hind symbols which will be generated as deities. From within emptiness, one's aggregate of bliss, the consciousness constituent and the hand symbols, which are the initiation substances, appear as hung and kya, which transform into vajras, from which are generated blue vajra sattva and prajna paramita, with three faces, blue, red, and white, and six hands holding in the three right ones a vajra curved knife and axe, and in the three left hands a vajra bell, skull, and head of Brahma. Respectively, they are embraced by Dharmadhatu Ishwari and Akshobhya. At their foreheads is Om, at their throats Ah, at the hearts Hum, at their navels Ho. Light is emitted from the Hum at their hearts, which draws in wisdom beings like those meditated. They become of one taste with the respective pledge beings. The mothers confer initiation on the deities of the initiation substances. They are seal impressed by Akshobhya. The male deity and female deity become absorbed, whereby they are melted by the fire of great desire and turn into the hand symbols, which are the substances of the initiation.
我们的人 다 창생아가 덤바 창생아가 덤바 냉아라 뚜니 냉아라 뚜니 릭지 왕고와 다 릭지 왕고와 임베 가다디 김고가 나라 임베 삼바다 시지메 이는 왕자 창생태는 송디 창수 냉아리야 가서 뚜껑에 이는 왕고 손잡으시야 왕고의 대화심이시 줄이 지시냐부시야
Light rays from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, drawing the initiation deities, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters, filling the expanse of space, offering of perfume and so forth is made. Just as Vajradhara bestowed initiations, the source of good qualities on the Buddhas, for the sake of protecting migrating beings, please also bestow such here. The conquerors in space, males and females, make the intention to confer initiation. The bodhisattvas make expressions of auspiciousness. Rupa Vajra and so forth make offering in a rain of flowers, and so forth descends. Male and female wrathful ones expel obstructors, Vajrasattva and Prajnaparamita residing inside the mandala, holding the hand symbols confer initiation. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds in all ways turn the wheel of doctrine in accordance with how various beings are tamed. As the gesture is made, imagine that you are touched in the five places by the hand symbols, and as before, non-conceptual consciousness is generated, becomes a bliss consciousness, and that in turn ascertains emptiness. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds in all ways, turn the Vajra wheel in accordance with how various beings are tamed. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds in all ways, turn the sword wheel in accordance with how various beings are tamed. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds in all ways, turn the jewel wheel in accordance with how various beings are tamed. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds in all ways, turn the lotus wheel in accordance with how various beings are tamed. Because the trainees are of various lineages, such as Bharochana, Radna Sambhava, and so forth, you are being told to teach the
recording.
You are being told to teach the Dharma in accordance with the listener's lineage. Through being conferred initiation in that way, one's aggregate of bliss and consciousness constituent become Vajrasattva male and female. Light rays from them draw in Vajrasattva male and female of the mandala in the manner of a double splitting off from them. Vajrasattva male and female dissolve into one's aggregate of bliss and consciousness constituent clarified as Vajrasattva male and female. Also, all the initiation deities are summoned and dissolve into one's aggregate of bliss and consciousness constituent. Offering of perfume and so forth is made. Since one must be moved to engage in bringing about the welfare of other sentient beings, one is given a wheel. And how is one to bring about the welfare of others? It's mainly through teaching. Therefore, one is given a conch. And what kind of doctrine is one to teach? At this point, it is the teaching of... Temporarily, one is to teach what accords with the predispositions and so forth of the trainee, but finally, one is to teach the Kalachakra Tantra. One is to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings within not being separate from the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness and within not being separated from the compassion seeking to bring about their welfare.
So repeat
this after me, and at the end and ring the bell.
Nanga
드베권에 나가시네 따야시다 샤서지 야마레스 근데 이 대단에 간다 민경왕이 샤서지레스 와 근데 인도인이 대달 남권냐바 니저스 나가다 저는 나가던데 춘이다 아니 랑글로 냐바 니도 저에 아니 최 탐지기 쳐 춘이야 이 바꾼도 싸워 총어리사지
All have the nature of space. Space also has no nature. Through the yoga of equality with space, all is clear as equal to the supreme. This means that all phenomena have the nature of an emptiness of inherent existence. This being like space in that space is just nominally posited to the absence of obstructive contact. And through viewing all phenomena as empty of inherent existence, as equally empty of inherent existence, Tamada.
Tamada day. Kaza. Tamjas nimni sel sel. Dada in Tomani Tonga Chuna, and a chair Tamjay chop. And it's Tomani Gunia. That jig double coin with 10 Gunia double in 7 and 6.